You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Double Tap. This is Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to the FGC. I am, of course, one-third of your host, technically half. We'll explain that in a second, but I'm, of course, one-third of your host, Crash, a.k.a. Dre. And, of course, to my, making sure I've got this right, to my right, left, my left, your right, got Static Gorilla, a.k.a. Static G.
That's right.
A.k.a.
Evening,
Static Urian.
Yeah.
Static everything.
Chop.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Static made a pretty good scene on the Marvel 3 tournament on Friday, so that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, you gotta fill me in on that. Yeah. But we'll do that after our quick intro. But of course, welcome guys. This is Double Tap. We are live. We are here. Like I said, we are actually live. This is podcast number 180, but this is live podcast number 36. We are here in the building on the Mash Those Buttons Twitch channel. We're back at it. We said we were gonna come back, and I'm a man of my word. And also, Job would be really pissed at me if we didn't set a deadline and actually do it. So we're here. Hey, so how's it going? Yeah, good. So everybody that you know is listening now, so you do have a chance to check out the show live. I know I kind of did post about it on the Discord, which we'll plug in later. It was a little bit late, but you know, this is the first of many. We're gonna get through it, of course. But yeah, today it is being recorded on the 3rd of August to be released in podcast on all your podcast platforms on the 4th. And yo, we got plenty to talk about. For those that are new, this is, of course, first of all, I want to say thank you for hitting play. Second of all, this is a podcast dedicated to everything and anything in the fighting game community. For those that are returning, thank you for giving us the 2 quarters for an extra credit this week for listening to us. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. It's been, you know, a week or so, not even a week or so. It's been like a couple of shows of, you know, it's been a little dry. We kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel in terms of some news. But after last, what is it? It was Friday, right? The bombshell that was Friday and the developers meeting. We got plenty to talk about. A whole bunch to talk about. But before we get into it, you were just playing an NBC3 tournament?
Yeah, on Saturday. I'm sorry.
How was that?
It was a Friday.
The only reason I know is because he only sends the good clips where he's resetting somebody over and over again.
Listen, I watched the whole match and I saw, I was just, yeah, shut up. I got...
Scroll shenanigans. I didn't get bodied. If y'all don't know, he plays a really unorthodox team.
Yes, Nova Scroll Sentinel. I beat first player, whatever. But also, it's 4 out of 7. So apparently, I had to play somebody who's using Team Rama-sama. It's actually Rama-sama's brother. Not just a kid. That's Street Fighter V.
Sama-rama?
Kiddo, something kiddo.
Okay.
Josh Kiddo. Anyway, he's been winning them. So
really?
So you put
the champ down.
I was up on him 2-1, and then I got a happy birthday, and I didn't finish something, and he came back up.
And you had Nova Scroll and Sentinel. All three of those characters are notorious for having good return on a happy birthday. They all have good supers that just melt.
Yeah. Nova, you have to sort of X Factor. But actually...
kind of.
Yeah, because instead of that, I did a Nova super into Drone's assist into another super. But that didn't kill Hagar. Hagar kicked out of it. Flipped out. But at the same time, you know, it was
Hagar is a beefy boy.
Yeah, it was my own fault. I could have, but it was okay. It was still a good showing. It's been a while since I competed, and you
did this all on Parsec, right?
Yeah, Parsec tournament. Yep, that was on Friday.
How did that feel for you?
It was pretty dope. It was again, it was East Coast. It was it was okay. I don't think there was any real hiccups with it. It felt fine. I haven't played anybody on West Coast that I know of.
Okay.
The only person I played from Europe, it was in game. It wasn't on Parsec, but it was pretty fun. Yeah. And then at the same time, they also did the West Coast one. And then after the East Coast and West Coast one merged, that's when they had like a top 8 over the weekend on Saturday.
Oh, so it was a 2-day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They started on Friday and then they finished it on Saturday.
Actually, no. East Coast was Friday. West Coast was Saturday. Together was on Sunday.
Oh, they did just straight grand on both sides on Sunday?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's everybody's home.
So actually the other side of that I meant to ask is like, how quick was like the turnaround, like you getting set up for like your next match?
So you
like, I've done it for homies, but like not in like in a tournament setting where there's like they're trying to keep the timetables and trying to, you know, keep things up.
So they have all the rules set up for you. They say, first, if you're gonna sign up, add Tong Never Sleeps. You add him, mm-hmm. and then already on your Parsec, 4 PCs show up. So they already have stations for you to set up on. 4 to 5 stations.
Interesting.
Yes. So they have station 1, 2, 3, 4. Station 1 is stream. Station 2 is stream. Station 3 off stream. Station 4 off stream. They will call you and tag you on your on the Discord. You have to get into their own Discord, and they have the certain spot where you got to go. And it's literally like as if you were at a tournament. That's how it feels. That's pretty cool. Go play on stream number 3 on Parsec, or go play on stream number 1 on the Twitch stream. And you know,
that's
you don't
sick.
Even have
I
to like yeah, you don't even have to shake the hand of your opponent, you know.
Nah. Do you rock, paper, scissors or anything?
No.
For sides or something like that? Mm-hmm. I was wondering if they were gonna include that.
They
that
would don't be, ask who's on first and player 1 and player 2. Unless you like go into the stream and say, hey, I'm player 1. For instance, my friend Rain, NJ Rain, he had to play Ray mm-hmm. right after my match. And mm-hmm. he picked the white Magneto. His team is Magneto, uh-huh. Sentinel, Virgil. And of course, Ray.
Did that throw people off?
It did, because they had the names wrong. They were like, "Yo, oh. I didn't know he's playing like Virgil now. And he's picking white. I don't know. I think this is messed up." But
Rain. See, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's those little logistic things, right. Especially on stream.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it was really funny. It was a good time. I went 1 and 2. Yeah,
1 and 2.
Yeah, I lost to Wolverine Spencer. I hate it, Wolverine Spencer.
Yeah. Either you get dive kicked or you get bionic arm. That's just how it goes. So with that, actually, we would, you know, check in on our homie Meza. Unfortunately, he is out today. He won't be with us this week, but he'll definitely be joining us next week for sure. But in the meantime, we're gonna jump right into it. We got a lot.
Yeah,
a
my bad.
Lot I, to I talk
felt like
about.
That went a little long.
It's all good. Next time you gotta give me clips, man. Give me some clips so I can put them up.
Oh yeah,
but
you're right.
Regardless,
I had one, but you didn't want to see the resets. So that's cool.
Past that, yeah, I had already seen that one. Gotta give me something fresh. So yeah, we got plenty to talk about. Post the, of course, if those that didn't know, last Friday there was the big FGC developers like roundtable we were talking about the week before. If you haven't listened to that episode, and it was basically what I expected, very similar to kind of like the layout that we're doing, except imagine like another 6 or 7 people, and it was just all these developers that you could imagine showing up, and they all had discussions on certain Twitter questions or questions that they pulled. We're going to get into those specifics of it. It's going to be a lot of our, it's going to be the main part of our folks attack, because I have notes as to what I saw. A lot of the people from the FGC have notes. I'm pretty sure if you follow any of these people online, you'll know what the talk has been around the cooler about that. But that's going to be later in the show. We're going to talk about that. But in the meantime, the other half of that show, which is the beginning of ours, so we're kind of doing a pseudo inverted version of that, is just the announcement they had. Not everyone had announcements. Oh, excuse me. They had announcements, but there was like announcements
of
announcements. Yeah, that's kind of what we saw. So it's not really done. We're going to see more this week, as a matter of fact. Street Fighter mainly. What's it called? Dragon Ball Fighters, of course. Grand Blue, which is something we're actually going to get into in 1 second. But in the meantime, Flexo, I say Flex out of just habit.
Flexing your muscle.
Flexing straight up. So Fighting EX Slayer actually has a brand new update out that is currently live, to my knowledge. I think it's already live now, where they have already included rollback netcode that is live and in full effect, on top of other couple, you know, tweaks in there as well. I didn't get to dive into every single bit of it, but this went live. This is like a really big deal. So this is version 1.14, mm-hmm. and it's live right now for those that are playing. It's currently the new hotness. I'm really interested to see as to like how it's worked out, the rollback netcode in that game. But yeah, it's currently live, and I'm trying to see what's up with it. But it's live right now, and they were just discussing about it during the roundtable, which is why you didn't hear a whole lot from them in terms of announcements, because they had just came out with the patch. So it's just like, we're already ahead of the game. We already released what we had to release. But
yeah,
I think they did talk about more content as well. I think that's like something they're in the works.
Yeah, their dev is very active on Twitter. Like, remember when, and remember, they were active on Facebook for a while. That was their only source of information.
Yeah, I remember that's mm-hmm. where we used to get all our info from them, was straight out Facebook.
They posted everything on there.
Yeah. So yeah, that's live and it's in full effect right now. So for those that, you know, are going back, I think it was a big site for you. He was just hitting us up on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I was just checking it out. He thought we might get into it. Definitely. I did play Flex like when it dropped.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like very early on, mm-hmm. very, very early on when some of the Gogi decks were just like insanely OP.
Yes.
I still got to try it out. It was fun. Like, I'm not going to lie. I still like really enjoyed it. I loved the design of the characters. Only because also I did play Street Fighter EX, hence EX3, where most of those characters came from. Correct. So I kind of had a little bit of nostalgia there, but it was still fun to play. The combos were ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
some stuff was hard. Just so broken. Yeah.
Super hard to do. Yeah. Execution heavy game, but still there's some easy stuff in there, especially like the dash jabbing, dash jab.
Oh yeah, the dash jab. Yeah, yeah. That stuff was pretty synonymous juggles. Online.
Yeah.
Let me see. They also, it's funny enough, they said it right here in the actual article that they were asked about like Wi-Fi indicators. That seems to be the hot thing now, right? Everybody wants a Wi-Fi indicator. Mm-hmm. Tekken we'll follows suit. We'll talk about them. Yeah. And they were asked about it and they're trying to, and they said they're like, need to wait to hear a response for that. They're looking at Nintendo Switch, putting that over, and then crossplay was like in their midst as well. That's another big topic that they're trying to work on as well. They're doing internal tests at the moment. So Flex, for you know, Arika being the smaller developer, they're making a lot of moves, and it's to some people it's showing off what like these bigger companies are not doing.
Right.
Which I don't want to say it's embarrassing. I want to say it's embarrassing, but you know, like my man, like they're flexing pretty hard right now. In terms of just like, oh, we want this. Okay, cool. You want rollback netcode? Okay, yeah, no problem.
Live. I mean, they have more cross time. Cross platform. Sure.
Let's work on it.
Yeah, I feel like they have more time on social media to hear how people.
We're gonna get into like the balance of this because this is one of the big discussions during the roundtable that we're definitely gonna talk about. But there's a reason behind it. But regardless of that, EX. It's doing something. They're making moves. In the meantime, I want to bring up, there we go, some Grand Blue. So Grand Blue was one, unfortunately, that we didn't get to hear a lot outside of a date. We did get to hear a date during the roundtable, August 8th, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock Japan time. That would be...
I think noon.
That's like early. That's early for us.
No? Yeah.
JST?
Yeah, you're right.
JST to us, that's like, that's...
8 hours before?
14. No, I thought it was like 14.
14 hours?
Yeah,
so that's JST early
to
morning.
EST is like...
I don't know why I'm thinking like long. Middle East time.
Yeah, you crazy.
Yeah.
Let me actually make sure to crunch the numbers real quick, but...
Remember, I spent 4 days in Japan, but I don't know how many days I actually spent due to the time change.
5 a.m. our time. Jeez. So we're going to, you know, unless you're going to stay up to watch it. Yeah, unless you're going to stay up to actually watch it. It's going to be an early one, at least for us out here in the East. So, you know, we didn't get to see much from Grand Blue since their, like, you know, last announcement of the last character that they were trying to add post Zoe's trailer, because she was the last DLC to actually get, you know, brought out. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Well, I can't remember what the character's name was.
I got you.
Belial.
Yeah, Belial. Belial.
Yeah.
Belial.
Yeah. That,
I remember we were arguing over his character.
Yeah, so outside of that, we don't know. I'm assuming we're going to get some gameplay for sure, and at least two characters maybe to add that, because it's kind of weird that they went with one character, even though this is like an even set of characters, a total of six. And we only know about him. Villain, obviously. One of the most requested characters, and if the Twitter polls that they put up since then are anything, you know, to go by, we might see some interesting variations come down the line. But that's all we know right now, so we got to wait till the 8th, which is Sunday? That's Saturday. It's gonna be Saturday for them. No, it's still Saturday for us. It's just early in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wake up
this Saturday. We'll hear. News. Yeah, get your Saturday morning cartoons. You know, get your cereal out and.
You know, I really hope that they just release. What did they? They don't have a release date for Belial. No, I don't want to call it Belial.
There is nothing. And the only reason we know this is because also this is actually something that came up in the game. So if you log on right now, this is actually one of the announcements that was thrown on there that they're going to have some maintenance. The maintenance, I'm wondering if it'll be a part of that.
Yeah.
Because usually when there's like maintenance like this and an announcement, I'm assuming that means they'll have servers to update some things right before the character goes live.
Yeah. It's really odd.
My assumption.
It's really odd. Like, I don't want to fall off of the game, but I fell off. And I think it was more of just because it wasn't even support. Like, I still haven't found that character that sort of suits me. I mean, yeah, Percival's all right, but it's just, I just couldn't get the right niche of it. Like, I don't really like the whole install.
Nothing's vibed with you yet. It takes a little bit. It might take like till the very last DLC character, unfortunately, before you actually get to a character you're like,
you know, what's weird? Maybe it's even because it's a new IP.
A new IP, a different system. Never came across online. Never even made it to offline.
And again, I didn't
strictly online.
I haven't finished the story to actually be like, yo, that character is actually sick. I like his background, whatever. You know, things like that.
There you go.
I don't know.
Well, that's okay though. If you don't have any characters here, I got a pair of characters you might like. So this one was one that everybody was kind of on. Actually, let me put that on deck. So Guilty Gear, of course, we had our Guilty announcements. We were pretty stoked about that. Wait, I just realized I put an N. It's not Leon, it's Leo.
Leo, yeah.
Who wrote this? Damn it, that was me.
I don't know.
Let me just fix that real quick. Some
Raccoon City or something.
Yeah, right. So Leo Whitefang was announced. His track was fire. I'm gonna tell you right now. His track was.
Yeah.
I actually liked it at first. I kind of like threw it away, but the more I watched the trailer, the more I'm like, oh damn.
Yeah, I geeked when I saw him, and I was like, wait, why am I geeking for this Unga Bunga guy? Like, I don't want to get bum rushed again.
All right. Okay. So quick note: I screamed twice. I actually verbally just screamed twice in this entire trailer. The first time I screamed is coming up is when I saw not the counter, not the actual like break of the wall, right about, let me see, that's like, oh, this was hilarious. His victory was good. This part right here, ready? Ah! Oh my God. I screamed. They gave him a command grab. Yeah. If you guys don't know already this character, right? Like, we're going to keep it to him right now because that's what we're focused on. If you don't already know this character, got a chance to play him in Rev or play against him, you know, he is one of those like, he is like Gabe said it, Unga Bunga. Like, you can't even think twice. It is just going in. I'm going to press buttons. They're going to work. I have up, down, left, right mix up. And that flash kick right there is fucking with me because normally that's a charge. Yeah. He's a charge character by nature. So to do projectiles, it's just like Guile. You know, you hold back 2 seconds forward and a button, you get a projectile. Mm-hmm. That flash kick is also a projectile. The only thing that's getting to me is, he can't crouch in that stance, right?
Mm-hmm. Backward stance, no.
Yeah, backward stance, he doesn't crouch. So I had to double check myself because I was like, oh my God, is he standing up and then flash kicking? And like, if he's just standing up, does that mean it's not a charge? Which I was going to flip it if it wasn't. But okay, cool. That's still live. That's probably more, you know, he probably stayed the same. But he was one of those introduced in Rev 2. Easy to jump on.
Not Rev 2.
Rev 2. Rev 2, excuse me. Just Rev in general. Sorry.
Or maybe it was Exerd. I think
he was in Exerd in general. When I mean Rev 2, I really just mean the Exerd series.
Yeah, I understand.
He was, my bad. He was introduced in the Exerd series very early on. You know, original character.
He's one of the two reasons that I stopped playing Guilty Gear.
He's nutty. And here's the funny thing, because I just finished playing HD Cloud like the week before with all those crazy matches, and he plays Leo. Mm-hmm. And I had forgotten how crazy this character can be. It is bonkers. So to see him is awesome, though, because you know what? I actually partially played Leo in the beginning when I was like starting with Exard. So I was kind of like, I might pick him up again just to kind of, you know, play him in Strive. I'm not sure. Yeah. But oh my God, I shriek every time I see that command grab, because that was not there. That was not there in Exard. He already had a left, right, high, low. You could. And then counter mix game that was really quick, always to a restand combo. And yeah, like that was his whole game. Now you add a command grab layer to it. I don't know what to think. I don't know what his life.
Well, so real quick, it does make sense for him to kind of be in the game. Just because, like you were saying, he is one of the kings. He's integral to the story. And it makes sense to have him, I guess. And again, he hasn't been in any other game. His redesign is really sick. He looks like Sabretooth.
I, I, I do like his redesign. I didn't think Sabretooth actually, but I do like his redesign. It's different, kind of, because he's got the. Well, first of all, short hair. You know, they chopped off a lot of that hair that he had. The lion's mane straight up, but he's still got like the bomber jacket. Mm-hmm.
And oh, I guess he compensates for his short hair with his jacket.
Yeah, that's the thing that throws me off. It looks like it's still his hair, but it's not.
I mean, I think his hair looked much cooler in the other one, but this one sort of looks a bit more mature. Because before he was like a immature king.
Yeah, he was wild. Yeah, he's still definitely he's not polished, as you can tell by that fall. Great animation. I love that he still makes fun of himself, basically. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to see, obviously, Super outside of, oh man, look at that Sabretooth face. Woo!
Yeah.
We didn't get to see, obviously, Super or anything. They closed off the trailer to his part. And I'm not going to lie, when I saw that trailer and it was done, I was kind of mad because, like, oh my God, that's it? And then as soon as we got to the screen, and I was like, oh, that's it? Oh, when's the next character? And then they fucking bait the shit out of you and go, coming in 9 seconds. And I actually read that for like 5 seconds. I was like, wait, what? Is this real? Mm-hmm. Like right now, we're about to get hit with something else.
Then your heartbeat's counting down. Your own heartbeat's it was. Like,
I was
what?
Like, I was like, oh, God, what are we getting? And we got the one character that a lot of people were wondering anything about.
When were we going to get it? And here he is.
So real quick to throw, like, I don't know what it is about Arxis's lighting, but it messed with me that I couldn't see his like 5 o'clock shadow too much on one side of his face and the other. Yep. And I thought, I was like, does he have half a beard? Is that what is going on here? Like, because at first it's really hard to tell. I was like, huh, that's a little strange.
Again, it's that little thing that they're doing with the shadows in the game, which is cool and uncool. I don't know. It depends on the stage you pick to.
We got a name finally.
Good luck.
Nagoriku. It's supposed to mean something like waiting in snow or something like that. There's like a song Nagoriyuki. That is literally the same name. And it has to do with snow or waiting or something like that. Yeah.
Google
it. I'll go for it if you want to hit it off while I talk about this. So, it is a song. The second time I screamed.
Oh yeah, the that second range, time I exactly. yelled, that sword.
No, man. Wasn't even this part. Wasn't even this. I was like, okay, huge sword. Okay, make Zephyroth even blush at that range. That's fine. Let me see if we get to the point. But yeah, we get to see like that he is swinging that sword. I started screaming at about right there.
Oh, the teleport!
When I saw those teleports, I was like, ah! Oh my God, he's not slow. He's like, he's gonna be like an insane like damn. He's gonna do so much damage. I can only imagine. But like those teleports. But like the thing that tripped me out was the teleports themselves. It's just like, how controlled are they? Because they look like if they're fast, or it's supposed to be like fake out fake out to here's where I am.
It's definitely reminiscent of Johnny. Is what I thought when Johnny's in the stance for, it's not Mystifying. Whatever the sword move.
Mistcaller?
No, he does a sword move. After he does the coins and he throws out his sword. When he can hold that and push forward, back to teleport.
Yeah.
Move around the screen.
Yes.
But that's what I was reminded of. But it also looks as though that's a mask on feature of this character.
Yes. So,
so maybe that's a stance.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. He definitely... Oh, by the way, when the solo came in on this part, and it was just like going.
Oh, wait, does he always have the mask
and going? Yeah, no, he doesn't. Because if you look right here, look, he actually destroys it right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the fun thing about it, you see him destroy it, and you look at his sword is normal, then it's red. Like, if you look at it before, it wasn't red. And throughout this, you're seeing him actually like... slice in certain points. That range is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
That maybe range is on some Virgil times 2 sequence.
That's right, like Hakumen times 4.
That's actually who I was thinking of too. Was definitely Hakumen. But like, yo, so he's definitely have some sort of, the more I hit you, the more blood I get, and eventually his sword goes red. Because if you recognize certain hits, like right there, he's absorbing that hit. Mm-hmm. Which at like 140, what is it? At 145, I think he's fighting Kai. Yeah. Like that slice right there, whatever that was, is now he's absorbing. And I'm sure his sword changes at some point. So he's some sort of resource character. He has some sort of resource mechanic that unlocks more capabilities.
Yes. Not sure. It reminds me of Zappa. So I don't know if you recall how Zappa works, is that he gets these orbs every time he either does one special move, and then when he does that special move, certain like you get one of three things that come up: the ghost, the dog, or the sword. All those three, like if you get a certain special move out of those moves, you get more orbs around yourself. So mm-hmm. I guess also like okay, Hakuman yeah, sort of now. Has a different meter. This character might even have a different meter, just like Hakuman did. But then that would question like what kind of stuff can he still do with the, like, is that an advantage to that character with like the Roman cancels or different things like that? I think he might have a different meter or just a separate meter on his own, sort of like what Sin had. His character's
looks great. Yeah, he looks great. I'm actually really happy with how he turned out. Of course, one of the other big reveals, of course, is the PS5 announcement that got, you know, just tacked in there. So this game will be not only for PS4, but it's going to be ported to PS5, which it should. If you're developing any game this year, you might as well port that shit to PS5 because we're right in the middle of a generation change. So why not take advantage? Let me see. October. So past that, I was about to bring
arcade,
up.
Also arcade, by the way. In Japan.
Arcade's yes, of course, in Japan. Early October. I saw that and I was like, ooh, October. Is Jacko going to be involved in this? It's the first thing that came to my mind.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. But early October, it's not like, I mean, you still have what? This is coming out in the spring or January?
Early 2021. It says it right there on the bottom.
Okay. So spring, pretty much.
Yeah.
A good time is definitely March. I don't know. I don't know who to think is coming next. Because if, let's say they have four more characters coming, they're going to have 16-player game, 16-character game.
It's got to have more than that.
You have your...
They got to at least have 20. They got to have 20.
You have your nine legacy without Cliff. You don't have any Guilty Gear X character. You don't have Bridget, you don't have Zappa, you don't have, you know, you don't have Testament, you don't have Dizzy. Testament was in the original one, though. So they need one more legacy. Original. Yeah. No Slayer.
I cannot see them not adding any of those.
Right. It has to be.
So Slayer in October announcement alongside Jacko would be kind of cool. Only because of the whole Halloween. But Slayer's like dead technically right now.
Don't recall the story.
He died at the end of Rev 2. To my knowledge, canonically dead.
Did he give Sharon his like his life force?
I don't know. But
like that'd be weird if they put Sharon name, right? in the game.
Her name is Sharon. I forgot.
I remember I was playing through the story on Reload, and Eddie's trying to get Sharon's body, and it like rejects his body.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. So cool.
God. So I'm going out on a limb stating, yeah, we might see maybe Jacko some Slayer stuff. Maybe it's like a zombie Slayer. That'd be kind of funny.
We'll get Rachel Alucard.
Oh, yeah, right. let's just throw those in there.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, so really, I was happy with the announcement. You know, Leo's Leo, but we got to see the new character, of course. Can't remember his name, like, off the top of my head still. It's too fresh.
Nagaryuki?
Thank you.
Yeah,
probably have it up somewhere, or you're just a smart man. Whichever way,
I actually used that for my memory. I didn't read it.
Nice, yeah. No, better man than me, sir.
No problem.
But yeah, so the announcement was sick. I like the two characters. October until the next one. Oh, God, it feels so far away. But then again, October is we're in August now. It's 2 months away.
October. So. Early. At least it's early October,
and it's early.
Early August, so 2 months. All right, cool, whatever.
Yeah, it is. It is early, so it isn't even like we're waiting till the end of the month. But
yeah,
it is what it is. So with that, let me see. We have some more DLC announcements. This one we had just talked about the week before, the actual supposed leak. Or not leak, but you know, they were already stating in some Chinese forums who it was, Gong Sung Lee from Honor of Kings, the Tencent owned like League of Legends mobile clone. It was already speculated that it was her. Turns out they were right. It was her. She came in, and it wasn't just so much of a simple gameplay, or rather trailer. It was an actual gameplay reveal, which also a plus. But this came out before I think 2 days before the panel. So it's like, okay, there's news right there. I don't know much about this character. I know Meza, I think she's like an ADC or something like that. But how have they transferred her over into the game? We're about to see. I think I only saw the trailer one time, so looking at it again. We're just announcing all kinds of characters with umbrellas, right? We're gonna get into Soul Calibur in a second too.
Oh snap!
That was a disarm.
No, yeah, I'm saying was that a little tease for Soul Calibur? Yeah,
yeah, so yeah, basically, yeah, it was
looking interesting. Again, something that not everybody's played yet, so or has ever had any chance to use before. Yeah, I have no idea what she does in her other games.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. It's really hard. It's hard to kind of see and compare like what. This kid, that was kind of gnarly.
Yeah, that was kind of
the umbrella air dash reminds before, me but then now it's there.
Of my a little bit,
kind of reminds me a little bit like Leechy from like Blaze Blue with how her pole can be in a specific point.
Leechy,
and then you just like can just pull it back at any point and actually like you know use it, and you can be strategic about it. Same kind of feel there.
Mm-hmm.
So. She's going to be out with, what'd that say? I think it was like the 5th. So,
yeah,
2 days.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Free DLC character. We'll be out. We'll be live. Cool. So, yeah, it was pretty awesome for them to just keep tacking on the DLC. This also states for a season 3 DLC at this point?
Yes.
Because Warden was the end of season 2.
Yep. Yeah, that is correct.
I'm wondering. Did they have any other details? I don't think there were any more details past that. It was just like her trailer. And that's about it. But that happened right before. But I think they talked about more DLC during the panel talk. But
yeah,
we'll just have to wait and see for that.
Correct. And it's weird that it's like a season 3 already. Granted, it had 2 Evo. Well, it was supposed to have a second Evo.
Did you notice during their little talks, they were just like, yeah, about this one event that's no longer happening. They were still tiptoeing around the idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Evo got canceled. We know. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows.
It's okay.
But yeah, she wasn't the only Umbrella announced character. So yeah. Soul Calibur took to the stage, of course, the stage of history, all that good stuff. And Setsuka was announced. Or Tetsuka, excuse me.
I don't recall this character at all.
Really?
Which one was she from? 5?
She started in 3.
3. See, I stopped at 2, so I know nothing.
Yeah. She started in 3. Am I correct? Wait. The reason I want to say this is because I went ham on Soul Calibur 3, and I think I remember her in there like crazy. Let me make sure.
Well, she has
just another. Let me see. No, I'm just trying to see right now.
So yeah.
Is she in that?
I'm sure.
Wait, was it 4? No, it was 3. Yeah, yeah. She was the new character. Yeah, alongside Zassalamel, Tira, Alcada, Night Terror, which you can even play, and Abyss, she was the other new character for that game.
Mm-hmm.
Has a bit of a gripe with Mitsurugi.
Yeah, I almost said. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
I wanted to make sure I said Mitsurugi.
Yeah, who doesn't really at this point? Mm-hmm. Everyone's beefing with that guy. He doesn't care. But they kind of fleshed out more of a story that people might not be aware of that has to do with her master. I think she supposedly believes Mitsurugi killed her master.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, or something like that. I can't 100% remember. The story wasn't a big deal. She was, not to say the story wasn't a big deal. I just don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
But she was like a very popular character after that. I believe in 5, if she was in 5, she was used quite a bit.
Her trailer's dope. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm sold. I'm, you know, that's a pretty disgusting character. Like, Umbrella Sword, what is it? She Penguin? Like,
yeah, straight up.
But no, it's really interesting. I like her. Well, they show her original costume in this as well. And I do like this redesign. Like, from the old costume, it's just, you know, people like, you know, they're tube top, you know, it's pretty cool. But this costume is pretty nice. I like how she's looking. But again, Soul Calibur, not quite the game that I've tried out. But we got a new season, enhanced update, and they've added some even like more beautiful skins to this game. Like,
yeah. So yeah. Tekken being a big part. Yeah, it's the classic costume. Mm-hmm. Technically, her hair needs to change. She wasn't a blonde. I heard initially she was supposed to be a blonde, but she wasn't in the beginning. She was actually a brunette.
Okay.
At least in 3 she was. But yeah, she was in 4, skipped 5. So she hasn't been in since Soul Calibur 4. which is one of the reasons why like I just like really couldn't remember her recently. But yeah, additioning to her, she is DLC 11. And then we got DLC 12, which is a whole lot of creation sets, primarily focusing a lot on the Tekken. There's like Tekken pieces there, which all look awesome. And this is all dropping, I believe, on the 4th. This should be on the same day as this podcast is coming out. Let me just verify that. Patch 2.20 is...
Yep.
I think 4th. It's out
now.
It says
it on the video.
Thank you. Oh, I think the patch is out just to be ready, but she is released tomorrow.
Okay.
Or today, by the time you guys hear
the
show.
She and the other costumes.
Yeah, exactly. So you get classic costumes for her and then a bunch of new creation pieces. There's already some tweaks that they've made with this new patch where you can't like equip certain things together, whether it's because, I don't know, people are doing some weird stuff online with some of the designs or it wasn't meant to work that exact way. That's Zussel.
Was it the Soul Calibur folks that were talking about like damage to like clothing or something like that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was another piece was that they're making it that like custom sets, like you have the ability to toggle on or off whether or not you can destroy even in custom because some people might like make a really cool design, but then like, you can't tell by the end of it because their armor's been wrecked the entire time.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird though, because I'm like, how then are you supposed to know if armor has been broken or not? That's a visual thing, but isn't there like a gameplay element to it?
Beats me. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, ask Meza. Meza's pretty,
when it came out,
pretty I much would go, an expert on that.
When it came out, I would go over dumpling sessions and I'm like, I don't want to play this. You really want to play Street Fighter? And like, nobody talked. So I'm like, all right, guys, I'm heading out. 45 minute drive for no reason.
Don't nobody want to play that Street Fighter, bro.
No,
it's like, actually, Street Fighter also got. Yeah, Street Fighter also got something. Let me just make sure I'm good on this. So there's going to be an announcement coming up. It's this week. Just making sure I got this correct.
I wish you'd ask Big Dame for updates on Soul Calibur next time.
Absolutely. Oh, so yeah, the summer update. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
So summer update coming through. So they're going to have the dev team. They didn't make the announcement about this shortly before the roundtable, even though we still got representation there from Capcom. You know, they had already stated like we are reserving to our day. So it's gonna be August 5th, 10 a.m. Pacific. That's gonna be 1 p.m. for us here out east. They're gonna have, like I said, devs, special guests for the
Kenny Omega. They announced it already.
That's right, Kenny Omega. Yes. Yep. You were just geeking out about that. So Kenny Omega will be making his way through. This all will be happening on Capcom Fighters on YouTube, Facebook, and on YouTube, on Twitch. Facebook is on Street Fighter for some reason.
Currently,
keep it consistent there, but
AEW Tag Team Champion right now.
Is that what he is?
Yes, with Hangman Page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Mayor Cody.
Yeah, so that's
just,
the thing.
I just remember him because of that.
That's what I retweeted. I'm like, wait, so he's got two characters that are already announced. He plays Alex, and Cody's already in the game. Who's the next one? Like El Fuerte? Like,
That'd be kind of dope. Yeah, but we won't know until the 5th. That's going to be literally the day after this episode goes up. So it'll be right on Wednesday, right on time for Kara Cancel. Oh yeah, that's right. If for those that know about Kara Cancel, make sure to tune in for that. MJ is going to be spearheading that this week.
Okay,
you guys go check that out on Nursery Gamers. Anyway, normally I'd be on that show. That's why I'm putting it out there, but I'll be busy, unfortunately. All right, so Street Fighter, who else? Oh, yeah, Tekken. I gotta forget. So Tekken
was another one. Well, it hasn't been content for a while, so I can understand.
It's been a hot minute. They came live with a new Season 4 trailer. Not really surprised. Mm-hmm. They were going to come through and actually have some more content to show. It's just a matter of time. It was a cool trailer. It had a lot in it. It had a lot in it without showing a lot. It sounds weird. But we've got new moves for every character in the game. Every character in the game. They were pretty big on pushing that. New character has been teased.
Mm-hmm.
At least one. I don't know if there's been more than one. I can't remember the trailer now, but bounce patch.
They say that there's a new season, so expected with a new season is characters, but they only teased one character at the very end. which people are already speculating is going to be, the Tekken prowess. So online capabilities are much more improved. We're going to get into that as well. We're going to get into what each dev really talked about. And at the very end, it shows a character with some sort of bandana saying, what? I think it's Bayonetta.
Yep. What the hell?
I immediately went to Bayonetta. The character up in the sky. Check it out. Look at that. I immediately thought Bayonetta. Yep.
For that.
Immediately. Other people are thinking it's Konimitsu.
Which is
the opposite of Yoshimitsu. But it's saying, what? I thought it was, you know, when I hear what, I'm thinking, oh yeah, that's for me, Bayonetta. I know. I'm probably crazy, but I'm banking on Bayonetta, yeah.
I mean, this is a game that has Negan in it, like, so it's like, right, whatever.
Exactly. I was like, all right, I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, she's already in a Namco title, which is Smash, and like disgusting in Smash. Again, that was in Smash Wii U, Smash 4.
That is true. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this this dropped coming fall 2020, so no real date for that as of yet. And we don't really know even how many characters we're gonna get. We only just got to see this little glimpse. This was meant to be it's gonna be a big balance patch, so it's gonna be most likely post the I guess their online Tekken tour, which we're gonna get into as well. There were some other announcements for some online world tours. I have to double check the date on that, which we'll bring up in one quick second. But yo, everybody just came out. In terms of like Evo announcements, this was like, if this was meant for Evo,
it's okay.
Nothing like Street Fighter hasn't done anything. Rambo hasn't shown off anything to kind of help round it out. Street Fighter, I'm assuming, is just going to be insane. Yeah. But like Tekken 7, we don't know what the situation would be. Obviously, if everyone was just working, you know, as normal.
I feel like Tekken versus everything going on now more, because it takes a lot more time to actually work on the game itself. So like putting in new moves, you have to make sure the frames, what juggles, what this, what that. There's like so much work that goes into working on Tekken that I'm okay with you guys working on the gameplay aspects rather than a character. Because I know how long things will take with Tekken. For instance, it'll take long to work on Tekken, just like it'll take me long to learn Tekken. Okay.
Absolutely. makes sense to me. It's hard. Here. No, and adding characters and such. Yeah, and especially if they're adding moves to like the workload. Mm. So not surprised, but I would think if we weren't in the situation that we were, we probably would have gotten a little bit more substance out of the trailer.
Yeah.
But regardless, it was still pretty awesome to see. And I think in terms of like actual updates per games, that's gonna be it. Yeah, we're actually gonna jump into our randoms section, which that's just going to be a couple more announcements that did happen that aren't, I don't want to say particular to a game. Some of them definitely are, but let's just get right into it. So World Tour. Like
of what?
Almost everybody got some sort of World Tour. Online, let's start tour. With Arc Revo. Yeah, online tours.
Yikes.
First of all, I just want to state, your artwork is sick. The artwork is dope as fuck.
I agree. Like, well, wait.
Somebody in the blue side, like right here between that spacing, they put Vegeta in the same style. Oh, and it looks good. Because I was like, oh yes, that would be awesome.
You know what's the funniest? The biggest element on the screen is Gran's boot.
It's Gran's boot, bro. So you cannot deny the power of the boot. So yeah, they made their announcement. We're going to have an Arc Revo Japan online and an Arc Revo American online. So let's just go ahead and take a peek at, you know, Arc Revo Japan. It sounds great, right? Like, unfortunately, their site is strictly Japanese. And it isn't like a... Oh, actually, no. I guess I could. If Google Chrome would have let me, I could have translated it.
I agree. I'm trying to do the same thing.
Let's primarily look at the games.
Yes.
We've got Blazing Blue Cross Tag.
Multitude of
games. Okay, fine. Grand Blue, awesome. So it is still going to live on in the Arc Revo Tour this year instead of it not having one. Great, great move. Undernight, Uniclear, of course. Though there's some reservations there. Blaze Blue, just straight up Blaze Blue, making it in. Cool. Mm-hmm. And Guilty. All awesome games.
Yes.
All have their communities still playing out in Japan. The online is kind of suspect right now, though, for Eunice, at least here in America. Mm-hmm. Let's just go to America real quick. All right. That's all I got to say to kind of start this. So five games for Evo. Arc Revo. Excuse me. Japan. America takes us to a nice little Smash GG page.
Yeah.
Wait. What's this? Oh. I see only
two. No, you got to hit view all. You have to hit view all, Dre. Got to hit view all. Jeez. Oh,
wait a minute. Oh. Are you telling me we only got Blaze Blue cross tag and GB? Instantly, there was already like people mad about this on Twitter. Instantly already just taking a picture like and screenshotting like this is a problem.
Yep.
Because we do have Guilty Gear players out here. We definitely have Uniclear communities out here. And we have Blaze Blue. Like, why not run all five games? I don't know what their thought process was here. Maybe they have more confidence in the internet over there. If that's the case, the same internet system those games have over there are going to be the same ones here. It's not rollback. It's not optimized for online play. It's not the best. So I am still kind of worried here.
Yeah.
And the other side of it is like, I don't get why they wouldn't do Guilty. Because Guilty has made it in other circuits out here, like Red Bull.
Yeah.
And has done very well. And Guilty is going to come out at the beginning of next year. So why the fuck are you not going to put the IP that you're about to try to sell to people and give it a last hurrah for the next one?
Go off, man.
And it be just like a big marketing asset. It doesn't make sense to me as to why they didn't. This is December 5th. It isn't even like, yo, Crash, like that's happening earlier in the fall. No, December 5th. It's at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You might as well have just kept Guilty there so that way you end the year off with it. Give it its hurrah. I mean, sure, it's not optimized. It's not the greatest. Like, oh, it was the last one was online, so no one gave a shit. Like, there's going to be those people. That's fine. But, like, I'm just thinking on the business side, like, marketing side, like, it would have been free, easy money or easy sales to get people maybe, like, that weren't into the game, try it out. Maybe go to a tournament with it.
Yeah,
and be like, you know what? That was pretty cool. I think I'm going to want to try the next one. Like, it's better than not doing it at all. And it's only two games. Like, that's the other thing. It's only two games. But I've heard that games like Uniclear are just not doing well online right now. And unless they're going to implement some sort of system to kind of make things better, you thought CPT was going to be bad. This is going to be fucking atrocious. So I am not sure as to how the fuck to feel about this.
Okay. It's not two okay, games. Actually.
You was fucked it's up. Like, for a second, I thought I had to check myself. When you said, yo, Drake, hit view wall, I was like, oh my God.
I hit it too.
For a second, I was like, oh, Gabe got me.
No.
He hit view wall. I just looked at that. I clicked view all, and I was just like, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. I clicked view all just to double check.
Why the hell is that there?
Yeah.
Why is that there if there's only two games? Right. What is there to view?
I was playing you because I just clicked view all on my screen, and I'm like, ooh, this is going to be good.
You got faked out.
You got jammed up. It's okay. Go to the next one. We'll be fine.
It will start in October. October 1st. October 1st is the start. The 5th is going to be the finales of it. But still, I don't understand why they didn't include Guilty. That's just not the only one. Soul Calibur also made an announcement that they will have an online tour. I'll put quotations up there for that. We do have three sections that are going to be played. It's going to be Japan, U.S. East, and EU West. So if you're U.S. West, you're boned. If you're anywhere not in Japan, you're boned. No South America. Asia Pacific. No, Asia Pacific is that. No, East. Let me see. EU, I guess, falls under that. That's kind of weird. So that's all they got. I don't know what they're going to do afterwards. It's only three areas. If they're going to do some sort of exhibition of all the winners afterwards, it would be kind of cool, but it's online once again. We don't know what the status of online is going to be there, if they're going to try to improve something in any way, shape, or form. We're just going to have to wait and see if there's going to be any follow-up announcements. But, I mean, what is it? The Kayane Cup, the Community Cup that happened, all came out pretty well.
Evo Japan? But that was offline.
Yeah, Evo Japan was still offline. I'm talking about since post. Like, it's we've had like two quote-unquote circuits that were community-based. And I heard they did well. So I'm hoping they grabbed whoever, you know, helped coordinate those events to help back them up on in these areas. Let me see. And Tekken. Tekken Online Challenge. Can't say World Tour. It's an online challenge. We have a rather good amount. I'm wondering why we couldn't do this with Soul Calibur, but you know, they have their reasons. So we have a pre-event US West, which I didn't see this at first. And my assumption is that this is gonna be like the preliminary just test run.
Yeah.
For a lot, because we won't see EU West a month later. So this one is gonna be a lot of testing the grounds for the process, unknowns, issues, things like that. That's what I'm gonna assume. That's what sounds correct anyway. Because the other part of it is like, if there's points, like I don't know if there's points or anything like that involved right now, whether or not this falls within that realm. Because this is pre-event US West.
Yeah.
What event is this pre of? The actual circuit or something else? I'm not sure. This wording here is
fucking checking out the rules now.
Past that, September, we got EU West, we've got Korea, US East, EU North, Australia, US Central. First tour right now that has done a US West, Central, and East. So good on Bandai Namco for that. EU Southwest, Philippines, US West, and of course Japan. All ending around 12/5, 12/6. This is another one that's just ending on the same day. So we'll get to see the Arc Revo finals, at least for America, happen at the same time here, which I find interesting. I wonder if there's an event going on in December that I'm not aware of that CEO? They might be. Is that still happening?
CEO and NEC, I believe, on the same weekend, if they're still happening.
If they still happen in December?
Mm-hmm.
I have to check that out. I don't know if that's where this will. This is saying Japan, though. This is still strictly online. Yeah, it's still saying Japan. Yeah. So I don't think that will be on the same kind of level, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
When is Capcom Cup?
Okay. Damn, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. That is a damn good question. I don't know when it. Let me see. Capcom Cup. Yeah, you find out. I'm not 100% sure as to when Capcom Cup is supposed to finish up. But regardless, so we got plenty of, if you're a Tekken head, you know, they've coming through for a lot of different places. To keep you going from, what is it, 2 weeks from now to do the US West. So we'll see how their system's going to work out all the way until December. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10. So it's 10 spots. I don't know if they're going to try to do something with maybe EU and North America to maybe have the winners from that play. And then now you have 8 winners, quote unquote, 8 actual champions, and then do some sort of 8-man bracket exhibition that could be worldwide. That'd be kind of cool. If they're not, Bandai Namco, that's free of charge. You can try doing that.
So remember when I said I would look up the results of Central America Capcom Cup? And I forgot. Mm-hmm. I just found the winner, which was Kaba.
Oh, it's Kaba. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guile's made it into Capcom Cup. We're going to talk more about next week's episode.
Yeah.
but shout out to Kaba for that. I think what is it? Mena RD was, I think, Kaba, third place.
Kusanagi, Doomsnake, Mena RD, and
fourth. Mena was fourth.
MX Gus, Mono, which is Puerto Rico, and DRA, and Jazz Darrow.
That was your top 8?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Sorry, small tangent.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It is kind of hard to think about like any events happening this year, I don't think CEO and NEC are going to happen.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I think it'd be smart not to make them happen because, even if, say, we do get back to some sort of normal cadence by then, mm-hmm. why take the risk? Mm-hmm. B, save up the money, push that budget onto next year, and just make it all better. Like, that's what I would do. I just noticed I put hashtag VS for both my name and my Twitter handle. That's not correct. I don't have a VS under
it's
my okay. tag.
It's first
my
time, handle. Man. It's first time.
Yeah, we're gonna get some tweaks done, of course, on the stream. But yeah, regardless. So yeah, we're getting some online tournaments finally. I can assume these were also gonna be part of the Evo announcements, of course, which kind of helps round things out. Wait, I don't know why I just said that, because if we were doing Evo, we wouldn't be doing online. That's stupid. Forget I just said that.
It's okay.
Dude, I've got cabin fever. I need to get out. I need to get out.
All right.
And play some of these online tournaments. All right. But regardless.
I can't find when the final event is for Capcom Cup.
Yeah, I don't. Like, it didn't really strike me. I don't think actually have made an announcement yet.
They just have these things ready and then they'll send out the number. I don't know. I'm literally searching far and wide.
And you can't find it?
I can't find it. I mean,
it's all good.
I'm checking still, but it's okay.
All right. So, in the meantime, as you're talking about Capcom, actually, so that's actually we're already in the randoms. So part of the randoms here, we got some filings from Capcom. Not like anything in terms of like somebody getting sued or something, but there have been some filings done, some trademark filings that included such games such as Darkstalkers, among others, like Capcom Cup, Capcom Fighters, Pro Tour, Street Fighter League. I don't know what what's the two supposed to stand for? Okay, that was weird. World Warriors Challenge. World Warriors Challenge, interesting. I wonder if they're going to try to do some sort of online specific circuit that isn't Capcom Pro Tour after this. And it might be an announcement that we're going to get this week. Darkstalkers being trademarked is the only one here that also is the only thing here that sticks out. Because Capcom Cup, Capcom Fighters, Pro Tour, and Street Fighter League, those are all just IPs that you'll see companies do this often, where they just have to re-up on their copyright, and it's pretty standard practice. Darkstalkers is the only one that is kind of weird, but it might just be because of the age of the game itself now that they just might have to do their routine copyright. A lot of people are going up in arms, tripping out like, oh my god, this is confirmed, we're going to have a Darkstalkers. Doesn't really mean anything. And then if you take some of the kind words from some influencers out there, like Maximilian, what was his tweet? His tweet said,
I put it in there. One second.
Oh, wait, it's in here?
I did not. Dang. I retweeted it. That was my bad.
You're a liar.
He said, okay, they did it before and they canceled it before. So what's the point?
They'll find a new and creative way to cancel it again. There you go. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I don't expect to see anything in terms of announcements for Darkstalkers ever, to be realistic. Actually, no, I can't say ever, because I think they're gonna have to dig that one up eventually when they're like trying to sell something new. Let's just go right back to our back catalog and see what we can dig up, no puns intended. Get Lord Raptor out of there.
So funny, this is Capcom Pro Tour online premiere overview. Okay. Something says Capcom Cup 2020 is scheduled to be held in the spring of 2021 and will be an invitational-only event. The 18 qualifiers from the CPTOP tournament circuit online premiere. IDOM, the winner, and one player selected player community vote will participate Capcom Cup 20. The rules for Capcom Cup 20 will be separately released when the dates and the place are finalized. I did not know that. Learned something new.
What, that we won't know the dates till everyone has been...
It's in the spring 2021.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to end this year. Yeah. Capcom Cup won't end this year. It's going to most likely, if I were to guess, February.
Yeah. And then no announcement for Street Fighter 6. All right. Cool.
Exactly.
So, again, getting these IPs back. Okay. I mean, maybe because, like you said earlier, they can't get rid of them, really. Like, it has to be theirs. On the meantime, Tenchu, though... That's some hype. That's some hype stuff right there.
Tenchu Z was actually a very, very fire game.
Only
I actually
one
really
and
enjoyed
two.
Tenchu.
Only played one.
You didn't play Tenchu Z like online on the 360?
Neither did I play Wrath of Heaven either. I only played one and two. Wrath of Heaven had the funniest commercial though. Okay. So, hey,
which
Tiger.
One was...
you want to turn into a ninja because you want to disappear? It was so stupid. It was so stupid.
Right, I'll check that out later.
Yeah. So
wait, is this just a North America joint in general, like just the North America commercial for it.
Yeah, it was the most random. It had nothing to do with Tenchu. It was just like, okay, do you want to disappear?
I actually just pulled it out.
Do you want to disappear? Yeah,
that looks ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. It would not get by this year.
Early 2000s. What a time.
Oh, goodness. Such an experimental time.
Seems so far away. All right.
So, yes. Back to normal. Yeah.
back to what we got here. Actually, that's actually going to do it, because we have like the primary part of the show today. That's going to conclude randoms. We have a big folks attack to talk about, and it is of course the roundtable that went live. If you guys had a chance to watch it, it was. Oh wait, sorry.
Did one we have more random? Else? Just real quick, random, because there was something we missed real quickly. By the way, of Ryan Hart, Capcom Cup. That is something I wanted to talk about and bring up seriously. Like, guys, read the rules. Guys and gals, read the rules of your tournaments, because there was an issue that Ryan Hart fell with, and it had to do with his CPT. So it says, I'll def check the rules next time. That cost me big time, but does anybody know why the Wesker costume is banned? So he played as a Wesker costume during the CPT event. Actually, first, it was training mode was wrong, and he won against Takamura. And they said, hey, mm-hmm. we can't do that. You picked training room. Something along those lines. All right. Ryan Hart had to play again. Put up the other tweet then. Ryan Hart had to play again. All right. He fought with his Wesker costume. They said, nope, you can't pick Wesker costume.
Why is Wesker banned?
So apparently,
why is the Wesker costume
is banned because V-Skill 1, he gets darker, and because the whole costume covers his skin, you can't really see his skin. That's what people are thinking.
I just wanted to put it out there as to why, because I wasn't even aware of it until this tweet.
But V-Skill 2 doesn't even indicate that way. So every Urien is using V-Skill 2. Of course. No reason not to. So he beats Takamura again. You have to replay it. So again, stage ban. Training stage was banned for some reason. Mm-hmm. You can't even regulate that, but okay. Training stage was banned, you had to play again. Costume was banned, you had to play again. Plays again. Reinhardt loses to Takamura. Takamura wins the tournament. And again, this was 3 weeks ago. I didn't hear of any major problems other than what Brian F. talked about in the Japan one. I didn't hear of any problems this weekend. I guess people are starting to know the rules and know what to do, maybe not. But I mean, again, this could happen to not just any top player, but to anyone. Any player who's doesn't know the rules, and someone may have gotten away with the win, and they're like, oh man, I wish I would have known. I would have gotten my run back or something like that under the rules. But again, this is like fine print rules, which are so weird. Now, if you look at the second tweet that I sent, he has a picture of all his wins.
And he legitimately
won the matches. Like, there are wins there.
There was no question
about
it. So
he got downloaded. Like, can you imagine using like all your cards and saying, oh, you know, it doesn't really work. Like, all your mix-ups. And the player's like, yo, I know how to block your mix-up now. That's cool.
Yeah, like, at that point, do you just use matches.
Do you use a different character?
Like, yeah, there was another instance of that. I know I just told you about that with like Brian F, how he intervened with Bon-Chan and RB. He changed the future. If you haven't had a chance, go to Brian F's YouTube. It was an awesome video. Mm-hmm. It was great to watch, and it's funny as hell. But yeah, like the rules, like it sucks when that happens. You should know the rules, but they should it's hard to say like they should clarify, because like I didn't even know about that. I didn't even know about the Wesker joint. Yeah.
I knew about it because people were like...
The weird. Other side of it is the logical part, right?
Right.
Why? It's like, I can understand if you're using V-Skill 1. Mm. The rules should only apply if you're using that specific loadout. Other than that, it doesn't matter.
But
right?
that shouldn't matter, because now they change in Champion Edition that you can use... When you use V-Skill or anything like that, mm-hmm. a charge V-Skill, it shows up in the bottom corner that you have that V-Skill. It indicates. It shines. So if you shouldn't be looking at the character per se, like go ahead and look at what they have on the bottom corner, like, and maybe that's your self indicator now, but that I don't buy that.
Yeah, that sucks to hear.
Yeah, if you're not gonna allow somebody to use the costume, don't put it in the game.
Straight up, like, but yeah, you know, it's all good. He You know, he took it on the chin. He took it like a champ, right? Like, yeah, like how he states right here. Like the 4-time World Guinness World Record holder, multi-world champ guy that he is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, yo, I'm out. I should have read the rules. All right, cool.
But it another winner could have won. Like, he could have taken out the winner of the tournament.
Yeah, he could have changed the future indeed. Straight trunks it. But it is what it is.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's just a lesson learned.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, now we're actually going to jump into our folks attack, which is going to be primarily, you know, our talks. We're going to be having some discussions about what went down in that round table. If you didn't get a chance to go check it out, I suggest you do. It was really good stuff. But I did get some notes in. I know you guys were talking about it in the Discord, but got some notes, ready to talk about it. So the round table discussion, like I said, I think was awesome. It kind of looks like we're in it right now. Like, yo, what's up? What's up, Harada, my fellow sunglass-wearing homie? It was awesome. Not what I expected at the same time. I'm glad, Murray and Giuna got a chance to like give us as much info as they could. It's also really cool to see developers and kind of like amongst other producers and such, like talking shit, which is great. But the big thing, of course, that came through this was discussions that the community had for them, and they made it very aware. So this is where, like, mm-hmm. there was like definitely a corporate side to it, and you have to at this level, especially at the level of some of these companies anyway,
right,
where they can't take every question, right? Their questions were meant to be taken by everybody, that everybody can answer them or have some sort of input, because you don't want to alienate some producer, because the fact that they took their time, this was on a Saturday morning for them. You know, they took the time to actually come out and do it. It's different in the East versus the West, getting developers to do it, like where they could be like, oh yeah, fuck it, let's just do it right now. Mm. Like it's kind of like they have to go through a lot of hoops to make this happen. So it's really, really an awesome thing for it to happen. And I am hoping for more of these because they were just great.
Yeah. I mean, people say, well, I guess we'll get to that. People say they were underwhelmed. I thought this was still a good idea for the first one.
For the first one, mm-hmm. yeah, it's the first one. I could see why they were underwhelmed, only because maybe, you know, like I said, this was their first go. So it wasn't like they had everything planned 100%. They were like, yo, we got some questions.
But announcements.
We have a hard time to cut this.
Yeah, but.
Because they could sit on any of these questions and just talk for hours on
it. But then again, announcements about announcements.
There were some announcements about announcements, but it's then fluffy. There were actual announcements afterwards. So they had to, like, you know, be smart about their time. So
and it's the build-up,
they took on. Too. They took on 5 questions,
yeah,
and basically just threw it out there and then had them talk about it for about 8 minutes or so at the time. Some of these were great. Some I was like, we could have done without. And then some were like, there have been some responses to the bullshit kind of answers they were given. So we're going to go through them. We're going to discuss. Like I said, I watched this, I think, 2-3 times now, really listening. And I got my notes as to what I liked hearing and what I found interesting. Because then there were certain aspects that I really didn't think about, that kind of now have my brain ticking, you know, my gears turning. Uh-huh. So we're going to get into it. Yeah, nice, right? We're going to get into it. So the first question they threw out there was the selection of roster characters. Basically, how are they selecting who's going to be in the game? And this kind of went through a bunch of different ones. It kind of started off with, I think it was like Nishitani, one of the OGs, original team members of Street Fighter 2. If you don't remember, if you don't know, that is. Now in Arika, which Arika is just, if you don't know the history of Arika, they're also just a bunch of people from the Street Fighter 2 team originally that continued on outside of Capcom. You know, talked about things like, for Street Fighter is different because there's so many iconic characters. Like most of the games that these producers were representing were like 20 plus year old games now.
Yeah.
Like they've been around for a hot minute. So it's, you know, a lot of these characters kind of still share that same deal. But then it got into, you know, certain specifics like Daisuke was talking about, you know, how many, like, you know, when it comes to Arxis, they go, how many characters can we have? From knowing how many they could have is when they start picking what characters to put in. It isn't like they start from zero and they go like up to a certain roster. They're like the opposite. They're like, we'll start with the max amount that we have, that we can have maybe at this moment, and then we fill in from there, which is really interesting. Not a way I would have expected any of these producers to go that way, but You know, they went and talked about representation, which was a big deal. Representation of actually, you know, different areas. You know, you got Laura from Brazil. You've got Cammy, England. You've got, I know it's horrible. I only like name two, but you know, you got Guile, whatever, Dawson. Like the point of that is like all these developers think about that. They take that into consideration because they want everyone to be represented, right? That's why you're getting such a diverse cast. Another side that comes through is like, is also their looks. The looks, yeah. You know, they kind of want cool characters in there, right? Characters that people want to play. They want play style and ease of play. Those are variables that they talk about, which I was like, yes, that's absolutely right. They think about they don't want to put like a bunch of cool characters that are hard to use, right? That doesn't make the game fun for everybody. It doesn't even bring in new blood either. Like the goal with how they build this is to keep the old and bring in the new, right? Like that's how it is. If they get done, you know, Rev 2 got done, now they need Strive, and Strive is doing things to kind of help try people to come in and play it, but they are still picking certain archetypes. Your Potemkins, you got your you know, your Grav, or your you got your regular Joes like Sol and Kai. Then you got your kind of more potentially technical characters, like maybe not technical, but like your more ease of play characters like Leo.
Yeah,
right. You know,
all around.
All arounders and such. They talk about that, which is really, really cool. And the funny thing that they kind of went into was especially when they talked about DOA and like say Sam Cho, is there like the balance of like, oh, we can't just have a bunch of old dudes. We need to have like cute girls in here too. And I'm like, they know their audience.
Yep.
They know what they want. It was really, really interesting to see. And
I think that's where I came in onto the stream. Fortunately. Like I got to the sort of like announcements. Sort of part. Mm-hmm. Unless was this at was were the questions?
This is the beginning portion.
Okay, yeah. So I did come in at the. I like announcements. I'm sorry.
A lot of people. A lot of people did come in specifically for announcements.
Yeah, I think I was doing something.
It's fine. I was there for everything else. Gabe, yeah. So I'm down for all this.
I think I was doing something, but you're
that's
right.
That's your problem.
Yeah,
that's your problem. But yeah, no, it was still a great insight from them. Even just on that point of just picking rosters. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. There was a lot of really interesting views on it. I was really, really appreciative of that. That question, as cool as that was, could have done without. Could have done something else, probably. But you know, let's go into one of the more burning questions that they asked. So the next question was the future of crossplay features. This is one that I think is like the only other question besides experience that got the developers kind of like quiet for a second.
Look at their faces.
They were just like, and not in a bad way, but they were just like, they knew they had to come across this. And Harada kind of took charge. First of all, it's a hard thing to kind of not let Harada have the mic because my man's always ready. It must be a sunglasses thing. I don't know.
He's done this forever, man.
He is locked and loaded. Yeah. He is just like, I'll just start talking. I'll tell you how it is. And he kind of really went in a technical, really into the technical parts of things I didn't even know, which was awesome to listen to. But you know, one of the things he kind of was pushing is like, yo, it is not a technical barrier.
Right.
Like he was pretty outright in stating like, it's not a technical barrier. You know, it can be done. It's clearly it can be done, but he's saying there's like first party issues that come with that. Cause he's apparently been in meetings where he's like, I want to do crossplay. I want Xbox and PlayStation. I want crossplay. I want everyone to be able to play with each other because right. Like the more your community is able to play with, you know, different consoles, different people, entries into the game, the better for the entire ecosystem of that community, and we'll build the player base and we'll build the longevity, the scene, and it'll stay hot, right? Like it'll stay current. He's stating that it's very possible. Clearly it's very possible, but there are still obstacles, and it's kind of different versus larger companies versus smaller. Arika being an example, right? Arika has been able to not only take the feedback, turn it into a beta, make the beta go live, pull it down, then release it prior to this event this year. And yet, you know, Street Fighter, Tekken, DOA, like all these other bigger companies, like haven't done it. Like Guilty's, like, I didn't throw Guilty out there because I know technically right now Guilty's like delay based and shit. But things like rollback and stuff is something they're taking feedback on.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping with that announcement of PS4, PS5, there is going to be at least some crossplay there. Still no PC version, but it is what it is right now. But this, like, the whole, like, crossplay thing, they made it sound way, it made it sound like it was way more difficult, and the community was not taking that.
Yeah.
If you saw the tweets from like Spooky and a couple other prominent members, they were like, you know, games like KI, what is it? KI, MK,
Power Rangers,
Battle for the Grid, Vexel, like I said, them fighting herds, even super small indie companies.
Oh, with Rollback?
Could like Rollback for that one. But like in terms of crossplay, the other, you know, crossplay, the other games have been able to do it. You know, we were able to crossplay KI. Yep. I was on Steam, you're on Xbox.
I was actually on Steam. That's why I couldn't.
Or you
see
were on Steam, excuse me.
But I was ready
Adam
to play
was
on Xbox.
Adam was on Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Adam was on Xbox.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a trip because like I wasn't 100% convinced. That was kind of like super fluff for me.
Actually, I was on Windows. I just had the game. Like I wasn't even Steam. So there's also crossplay with like if you don't have a Steam account, you just have
Windows
a game.
Apps,
just go online. Yeah. I think it's more depends more on who's involved in more development. By the way, the issue Atari, Daisuke the God is talking now. No.
Yes.
The God. But again, I think it comes with like who's been there the longest. Like the Capcom devs are newer a little bit. I mean, not newer, but they're not. The face is not Ono-san so much anymore. I mean, he's like the face, but he's not the producer that much anymore. He's been a little bit demoted. But like, you know, the DOA guys, they're more involved. You see their faces. You don't really see their faces, but they're a smaller company. They're not as involved. They don't have to be put in the spotlight like Guilty Gear, like some other games. But then Tekken, I mean, Harada is the face of it, but he knows of it all. Arika, again. Yeah. He's in there too. He's been in the game forever, but they only have what four developers on that game.
I don't even remember. I cannot even remember.
It's like how can they make so much progress? How can one game make so much progress while another
and not
game,
everyone else, right?
Exactly.
Like, and it's not like it's hidden either. Mm-hmm. It's not like the data or the capabilities of doing it is like some super secret thing,
right.
And you know, it can't be researched or you can't find something open source that does it, right? You
Harada's
know,
the biggest troll.
But yeah, he is. That's the one I'll give Harada. He was definitely a lot of fun to watch because he would just keep trolling the hell out of everybody else.
Yeah.
But yeah, that question, that one kind of like set the precedence that it was definitely some, not all was kind of put out there. And they kind of got them sweating, which I liked. And I hope we get more questions like that. So we're following up after this one was kind of more of a throwaway one. I don't know how far in I'm going to go into it, really. They talked about arcade controllers.
Okay.
You know, the difference, like they're how they stated, like most of the guys here are like damn near, are, you know, 40s or plus.
Stop.
Have been in the game for a minute. Like Nishitani, like he cannot play a fighting game without a fight stick because it's, you
That's know,
open
cool.
the arcades, right? Yeah. Like a lot of these guys are like that. But funny enough, even Daisuke was stating like, he, you know, some of the button presses and certain techniques that you used to have to do, like double tapping. Hey, look at
oh,
that.
Snap.
Was
That's
more
the name
prevalent.
Of the show.
It is. was more prevalent, in, you know, in the arcades, and you could only do it on a stick, not a pad.
Ooh.
But they're seeing more and more, like, the differences as to how many people they're saying something like, Harada's saying that he's seeing, like, something like 60% more pad players, or it's like 60% pad players in Tekken now. It's like very different era. But then they were making, you know, arguments about there's like an immersion side to it, like using a stick versus a pad. Like you can really, you know, go in on a stick versus a pad kind of deal. And it
weird,
kind of,
yeah,
it's very weird. I didn't think about
weird
that.
Weird that would
come
they, up
for a said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very interesting. But they kind of like just went back and forth on that. Nothing too crazy. More about just like the techniques you had to do back in the day are just different from now. So you can get away with more of it. And also, you know, how technical are the inputs that you have to do, right?
Yeah. Like, is that, I never, yeah, that's interesting. Like, and to execution, like,
yeah.
Do you think about that? Like one button mapping?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. They even talked about like, are there possibilities of like something like having a tournament that allows like macros that mm-hmm. let you do multiple things from one button press. Thought it was interesting. Yeah. Some of the developers are like, no, we don't. don't. I think that's one of the things. That's why the sign was put up saying stop. Like, no, yeah. we don't want to talk about that. So it was rather interesting. I know they had a couple other tidbits, but those were my primary notes there.
Yeah.
After that, they talked about, this was an interesting one, user experience in the future of fighting games. And this is when they start diving into like the features, the extras that could be thrown in. AI was like a big part of this conversation. And when I mean AI, they're talking about like you playing the computer on a game. It's kind of like in fighting games in terms of like MOBAs or first-person shooters. It's different, right? Like, you know, playing, like, it feels like it's a little bit behind. It's lagging behind as to the capabilities you can do there. Because they just talk about the main part about like AI and like being able to process that kind of information at certain speeds, this, that, and the other. So it's something that they've definitely dived into, and Harada talked a lot about talking to like IBM guys about this kind of stuff. But that one was like a little bit more of a throwaway for me as well. It was kind of like, it was interesting, but it's just like, eh. But then he goes, Harada, funny enough, took charge again here, talking about like, I just want to collaborate with everybody about this kind of deal. Because it would be a great thing for us to kind of like figure it out if we get the ideas from other people.
Was he the one that put it all together, pretty much?
I don't know if he's the one that put it all together, but like the dude just has a lot of energy and he has a lot of like force to put himself in the middle of the conversation.
He's also the most prepared. He had the mic and everything. Other than the god Daisuke.
The mic, the extra screenshots costumes. Of people in case their Wi-Fi goes down. That's why he has those pictures. He's like, because apparently the SNK guys are on Wi-Fi and they said, don't worry, if your Wi-Fi goes down, I'll just put this up and it'll be you. Like, he's ready to troll, but he's prepped.
Right.
But the final question, which was a really big hot topic as well, simplification of fighting games and countermeasures. Basically, you know, the hot topic of like, are the newer games
simpler real quick,
and easier to do?
I just wanted to...
Or scrubbier.
Really quick, I wanted to get back into... Just before you go into it, I was playing Ultimate Marvel this past weekend on Parsec. And I just put up a random arcade and let people come in. I was just hosting. And I noticed a lot of people just jabbing into S. And I was like, why are people just jabbing? Like, Spider-Man, ha, 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 S.
S.
Strider. Yeah, you can Strider. Ha, 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 S. No. Yeah. I figured out what it was. They're relating this game to the recent games that they're playing. Such as BB Tag, such as Dragon Ball, such as all these games that give them access to something while smashing combo. Square. And I'm like, whoa, so you're going to go back to old games. This, like the new game, it's weird how the auto combos of newer games affect the older games. Like the older games that people might be trying to learn. Like, oh, this is too hard for me. If I can't get my BMB without square, square, square from Dragon Ball FighterZ, then what am I going to do?
Ball, your Grand Blues.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It was just something that I noticed that affects, like, again, older fighting games. Like, and let's say Smash. Smash, you get jab, jab, jab for your character. Or even if you're Fox, jab, jab, jab. You know? It's something that I don't know if it's negative affecting, but I guess good for the future, but bad for past games. Am I an old man? I'm an old man.
Yes, we're old, dude.
Yeah. All right.
We're old.
Cool.
That's TLDR, we're old. That's what you wanted to tell us.
I just thought that was interesting when you come to simplification. But go ahead.
So, you're right. Like, simplification will bring, like, the main goal is to gain a new player, right? Gain a bigger player, new player base with every installment you come out with every sequel, Turbo, Hyper Fighting, Rev 2, XR edition, whatever. The point is to try to get new people to come in while you're still keeping your old base happy and there to then pull in to this new game, right? And one of the ways to do that is, of course, you know, there's still like the same, you know, it could be the play, the characters, combos, the system is still there for the old players, but you still need to, it's like, this is one of the good things that, what's it called? Daisuke said, like, something simple and something easy is not the same thing. A simple mechanic and an easy mechanic does not equal the same thing. That is true. Something that is easy to do versus something that's just simple does not equate each other. So cutting out like system mechanics doesn't make it easier, and that's what they're trying to do with things like Strive, right? Like, you know, the latest victim in the crosshairs for this is Guilty Gear. It's like, oh my god, they're simplifying the game. It's going mainstream. It's gonna be so easy. It's gonna be so scrubby. Like this, that, and the other. They're trying to see something that you can, a system that you can allow a player to grow with practice, but it's still easy enough to bring people in and understand the system. If that just means taking away system mechanics, doesn't technically make it easier to do. Mm-hmm. It might make it easier to learn, which their goal is to be able to do that for anyone that comes in, but still have the depth to actually, you know, have those old players or those people that practice to get a return from. And funny enough, Grand Blue was an example that got brought up, which I still hold by. I think Grand Blue does it very well, where you can have both your traditional, you have your simple combos. So, you know, check that box off. That's fine. You have different levels of it. You have your lows, your mediums, and your heavies. And depending on your character and stuff, you can figure out what route to go. But then you have your simple traditional, you have your traditional inputs. Mm-hmm. Quarter circles, DPs, all that good stuff. Then you have your simple.
Yeah.
But there's a trade-off. You can do simple and have your consistency up to 100%. You DP anti-air every time. That's cool. But the trade-off is it's on cooldown, so your cooldown is longer because of that trade-off, versus if you put in the practice, even if it's just a little bit, and decide to DP that one time with an actual DP motion, you get rewarded by being able to anti-air just as quickly or quicker than you did before. And still get your move back in time, so you can, you know, be consistent with just a little bit of practice. So there's a reward there, but it's not going to punish you.
Right.
Excuse me. It's not going to punish you for not doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think that system has like moved us forward in that sense, because plenty of new people can just jump in, but then you can still have like high level players.
It's a good balance.
Still do something advanced. Yeah, there's a balance there. So this was like really cool, but it was hard though. Like when they put this question out there, all the developers were just quiet, because it's a hard thing to pin down, because every game, every iteration of a game that comes out is an example of them trying this, of trying to simplify it, not make it easier, because that's a difference. Simplify it to allow new people to come in and understand what's happening, so they can have they can go, you know, to different plateaus and grow, just like the old players did.
Yeah. So what's funny is, now, you think about the older games, and I say older from like 09 with Street Fighter Street Fighter 4, excuse me. You have your comeback mechanics. Comeback mechanic was the thing in like 09 and on. It was like, all right, my comeback mechanic is my ultra. And I found out how to do my ultra. And I'm talking more like the casual player. I found out how to do my ultra. I'm going to do this because I've taken all this damage. I would do this at like the end of the match, my last like trump card type of thing. And then boom, they do it at the end of the match on wake up. So one thing I have noticed that it affected Street Fighter 5 players, and sometimes it could be like the casual Street Fighter 5 player, is, oh, I'm picking my Ken. Oh my gosh, you know what? I have my red, I'm losing, I'm gonna activate it. And it's like, dude, you did nothing when you did it. And it moved you forward right into my fierce. Like it gave a bad habit to the newer players. And that same thing with Marvel versus Capcom. And this is sort of like, did that affect like the newer player? They gave me a powerful tool I don't know how to use. Like, I don't know about it. So that's something that I'm glad that like Grand Blue took away, with like no big comeback mechanic sort of thing. And like, I mean, you have
Super
Dragon Ball Fighter.
It's kind of
But Dragon Ball Fighters is, you're totally like, but supers are fine though. Like that was Street Fighter, Third Strike. You have to land them. But then you have like other things like Dragon Ball Fighters, which has sparking
or whatever.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay. Like they brought it back, and now other people play a different game. I don't have my comeback mechanic. Like,
yeah. And then that is true.
Tekken does the same thing, but your comeback mechanic actually has like armor, or your blue, what's it called, Rage Art, has some armor. Rage Art. And it's ambiguous. Like, different characters, so to speak. So it's a tough thing to balance.
It is. And that's mm-hmm. and this is them trying it out. Like you don't know until you really put it out there and put it in the hands of the people and see like what works and what doesn't. Like, I mean, sure, not to say like they don't completely know. They probably mm-hmm. have good ideas.
Yeah.
But you know, the players will dictate that as meta changes and what, you know, decides to be competitive. And this is, once again, this is all on the competitive side.
Yeah.
Doesn't really affect casual play really at all.
Right.
Kind of. But the goal is also still to make a casual player
learn the game.
Learn mm-hmm. and move on to wanting to be competitive. Mm-hmm. Right? Like that's still, if you can figure out the formula to do that,
especially good. In this online element at this moment. Right.
Absolutely.
That's literally everything that's happening now is an online component. By the way, I don't know if we mentioned it. I think it's later on in the Tekken side is when they talk about 50% of their players were playing Wi-Fi. Yeah.
That was
like, okay, you have good internet or not. But remember that Mike Z video we saw early on about how many lag spikes can happen in your own match that even on a good Wi-Fi happen, you know? So
yeah,
just straight up, super saiyan, you know?
But that was a real, there was some more things they did talk about, and these were just my notes. The best part is that Daisuke started talking about simplification of fighting games, and Harada instantly was like, oh great, the guy with the most complex system started talking. Like he instantly was like, the first guy to talk is the guy that has the most complex game.
Yeah.
And I was just like, facts. But they're the current, the next ones on the chopping block, not to be meaning to say it's a chopping block, but they're the next one in line to try to then take that idea of their complex systems and their super hardcore base and make it more open for everyone to come in and play and grow this field. And now they're like in that situation where they're trying to figure out, it's like, it's no one has a formula for it right now. It's extremely hard to kind of like pin down. But yeah, that was the talk that they had. It was pretty awesome to see. I'm glad they did it. I think they said they were looking forward to doing it again. I hope they do. I hope they do this like, they don't have to do it monthly because monthly is kind of wild. I know we do this show weekly, but that's all good. This is just three guys or two right now versus what seemed like 15 personalities there. And everyone's got schedules. But I hope they do this maybe every 2 months. A quarter would be kind of crazy, but that'd be kind of cool to do too. Because it was great to really hear the minds of the people that are developing these games and their thought process to these things and how they're aligned and collaboration. That's the main thing. Like, collaboration is a big thing, and I think this is just further emphasizing that, which is a good thing. You know, what is it? A rising tide raises all ships kind of deal, right? So it's kind of like the way we need to be looking at it. But regardless, that's actually going to do it for our folks attack today, and that's also going to do it for today's show. It's one and done. Not one and done in terms of streaming. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, of course, for those that, whether you're listening on your, you know, favorite podcast platform of choice, or if you're here live on twitch.tv/smashthosebuttons. Thank you very much for hanging out. We appreciate everyone that was here. Of course, you guys can follow the show on social media. Twitter is at DoubleTapFGC. You can follow me at CrashTagVS. You can follow Static Gorilla at Static Gorilla, of course, and Meza at MezaFGC when he eventually is not KO'd for the week and he'll show up. But also make sure to follow Mash Those Buttons at The Mash Network, where you can also check out about all the shows when they go live, such as this one, or of course our Apex shows, or you know, for our Final Fantasy 14. We have plenty of other shows for plenty of other games you guys can definitely get into. Make sure to join us on Discord too. I know I did it kind of late. Sorry guys. Accept my apologies. I know I did it kind of late in terms of posting it up that we were going live, but we are live on our Discord. There is a Double Tap section there. It is at discord.me/mashthosebuttons. You can find us there. There's a Double Tap section along all our other shows. We tend to post up, talk some stuff, put up some of these articles that we're going to be talking about. We do it there. And we'd love to have you guys join and you know, be part of the community. So you guys make sure to, you know, contact us on your podcast platform of choice with any comments or questions. We'll definitely see them. You guys can also support the show by sharing. Retweeting, liking, tagging anyone that you might think might like the show. Or like I said, if we're talking shit about them, you can tell them so we can talk shit to their face. I'm down for it. I got a camera right here, locked and loaded. John I just Cena. Did the Cena, and I did not mean to do that. Yeah.
Couldn't anyway, even see you for a second.
I couldn't see me for sure. But yeah, and also sharing the show with others really helps out a lot. And of course, rating and reviewing the show also helps a lot. We love to hear what you guys think about the show, any feedback we can get so we know what we're doing good. We can keep going, and what we're doing bad so we can change the matchup and get better at it. But in the meantime, guys, not the live stream, guys, but for those that are listening on the podcast, stay tuned after the show to actually hear about our other shows here on the MTB Network. But until then, we'll be live once again next week on Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here. Same bad time, same bad channel. I'm Dre, a.k.a. Wow. Crash. I'm done for the night.
Yeah, look
at you. Of course, I got Static G.
Yep.
Maybe we'll play some sets. Oh, play also, sets. Actually, quick announcement.
Snap. Yes,
we do plan on actually starting up some sets before the show so we can have some sets with our community, have some fun. Whatever the game you want to try, feel free to post it up on the Discord. We love to hear from you guys and see what you guys want to play. We'll make it happen. We'll get some sets before the show, and maybe we'll get some sets after the show. But until then, once again, thanks a lot for hanging out. I'm done for the night. I'm going to go chill. I got dinner waiting.
Oh,
time to go eat.
Eddie's bathroom.
Time to go eat. All right,
so, too much info. Next week. I'm so sorry.
Later, guys.
See ya.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/discord.